So, do you think your dad's going to be watching the football game tomorrow? Can you come up here for a second? How you doing?
Good.
Do you have a Green Bay shirt on as well?
No.
All right, come on up here. I got a couple questions for you. You can come on up here. All right. What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron. And how old are you?
7.
So you're in second grade?
No, I'm in first grade.
First grade. Best 3 years of my life. And are you going to watch the football game tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
Do you know who the Green Bay is playing?
Vikings.
Vikings. Are you going to root for the Vikings or Green Bay?
I think both.
You should run for President of the United States. And if of all the positions on the football team, is there one that if you could be that one position, you would most like to be?
Packers?
Okay, but for me, it would be quarterback. You know who the quarterback is? He's the one who throws the winning touchdowns. Do you want to be the one who throws it or receives it?
Throws it?
Throws it. And so would it be cool, like, I don't know about you, but when I was, like, in first grade and actually all the way up until last week, one of the things I would do all the time is dream about throwing that winning football, that winning touchdown, and all the people going, yay! Now, you think I could do it? You think I could play for either the Vikings or Green Bay?
I think so.
You think so? Jared, can you stand for a second? You think I can go up against guys like that? I don't think so. Yeah. Like, it'd be like, I'd be on the ground flat, like the tile, I think. But more amazing than being a quarterback or the receiver for either Green Bay or the Packers, more amazing than that is that God has called you to be holy. You know what that means? That means God wants you to always love, no matter what. Now, you got a little sister there? And I don't know about you, but when I've got a little sister, still little, and usually we got along, but sometimes, but God wants to be holy. God wants me to always love everyone always. Which is easier? Playing football for the Vikings or being holy?
Being holy?
Ultimately, yes. Let's hear it. Is it Aaron?
Yeah.
Yay, good job. To be holy. Like, God really wants you and me to be holy. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I, you know, think, maybe I could play for the Vikings. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. But if I was going to play for the Vikings, I'd start when I'm about Aaron's age, and I'd be pumping iron already. I'd be doing what you need to do, because in order to really play for the Vikings, like, they're just not going to let anybody walk on and play the game, you know? You really got to work at it. You got to work at it constantly. And more difficult than that is that God really wants you and me to be holy. St. Paul says you and I in today's second reading are called to be holy. Not called to be kind of holy. Not called to be nice. But called to be holy. Which means that you and I are going to love in every situation. Which means you and I are going to be kind to the person who's mean to us. Which means that you and I are going to be generous, even when people are stingy to us. It means that you and I are going to say good morning to others, even when people sneer at us. Which means that we're going to be nice to our little sister, who's always nice to us, right? To be holy. Which means to obey what God asks of us. Which means to do the will of God in every situation. See, that's why I love the witness of St. Joseph in today's gospel. St. Joseph, who was holy. St. Joseph, who gave his life to the mission of God completely. It couldn't have been easy. I mean, think about it. Joseph is engaged, and one day he's having, you know, coffee or a latte with the Blessed Mother. Mary, he called her. Miriam, probably. And Miriam said, "Hey, Joe, got some news for you. I'm expecting." "What, a package from Amazon?" "No, a child." He would have scratched his head. "What do you mean?" I mean, he would have known, like, he'd go, like, "This is that, like, what's going on?" And so then Mary said, "Well, let me explain." "Okay. Well, this angel came to me." "Oh." But there must have been something in the voice of Mary that he must have been turning about that. And so when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Take her as your wife, that this is really true, you are to name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us, he obeyed. He actually did what God asked of him. So if you and I really want to be holy, and we do want to be holy, don't we? If that really is our desire, then what we need to do is become aware, as Joseph became aware at that moment, that God was with him. Indeed, that he was now the foster father of God. Emmanuel, God is with us. There's one thing that God wants to imprint upon our very being is the reality of Emmanuel. God is with us. God is not over there, but God is with us. And because God is with us, it gives us the capacity to receive God, to not just have God out here, but to know of God within us. And God who dwells within us, the God who is with us, gives us his Spirit so we can actually be holy. So don't go looking for God over there, but here. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel, God. Emmanuel. Do you believe it? See, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're wondering what's going on, Emmanuel, God is. When you get up in the morning and you stub your toe on the bed, God is. When you go to work tomorrow and no one else is going to work, God is. When your mom asks you to do the dishes later tonight, Emmanuel, God is. When you're afraid and alone and nervous and anxious, God is not over there, but rather Emmanuel, God is. When you're filled with joy, you can't contain yourself. You want to tell someone, Emmanuel, God is with us. So as we go about this week, and maybe you're traveling, maybe you'll be here, maybe you do this or that, maybe on Christmas Day you'll get home and the ham will be crisper than, you know, my own hamburgers. But we fret not, because we know God is with us. In a few short moments, you and I will have the incredible gift, privilege to receive the Eucharist. God so loves you. God so loves us. God so delights in us that he says, "I not only want to be born in a manger, but I want to dwell in your heart," so that you can actually say, that we can truly say, Emmanuel, God is with us. Have a great Christmas. Have the best Christmas ever. we shall, if we realize in the depth of our being, Emmanuel, God is with us.